You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Five new moving image works have launched as part of Huarere, Weatherai, Te Tuhi's contribution to the global World Weather Network. Curated by Janine Randerson, the screening program features the five latest sound and video commissions created by three artists, Jaehoon Lee, Ricky Piri, and Tia Bennett. One of the projects, Tu Horonga, Cluster and Connection, parts 1 and 2 by Tia Barrett, Ngai Tahu, Ngati Mamo, Te Rapuai, Waitaha, Ngati Maniapoto, Ngati Tai Manupo, explores the Pūrako stories from our past, which we can draw on to benefit the future of our whenua. Sophia spoke to Tia about Tu Hongono, Cluster and Connection, as well as Huarere, Weatherai, Weatherea in general.
Kia ora, ko Tia Barrett tōku ingoa. So my name is Tia Barrett. I te tāo tōku tāpā ki Ngāti Maniapoto, Ngāti Tamainupo Taranaki. So on my dad's side, I whakapapa to the Waikato or the west coast of Aotearoa towards Raglan and Taranaki. I te tāo tōku māma, Ngai Tahu, Ngāti Rikihu. So on my mum's side, I whakapapa to Te Pātaka ora Kaihautu. So down towards Birdlings, Flat, Little River, Akaroa, so Banks Peninsula in the South Island.
Could you please firstly tell me a little bit about the exhibition in general, Huarere, Weatherai, Weatherea is a screening program? What's the kaupapa of this show?
Yeah, so Huarere, Weatherai, Weatherea, we're at the, so me, Jahun and Ricky, we are at the end part of this episodic kaupapa that's been happening for a while now, curated by Janine Randerson and commissioned by Te Tuhi Gallery in Tāmaki. And it's mainly about weather reports or artists globally that have come together to talk about climate issues, environmental impacts that have happened on the land and sea. And we've all kind of, in our own way as artists, captured elements of what that looks like for us as artists. Some of us have worked collaboratively with people throughout the Pacific. Others have worked as individuals. And for myself, I've kind of worked in both ways. So I've worked as an individual in this project, as well as talking to some people that I whakapapa to back down in South, in the Southland, in the South Island. Yeah, and that's the umbrella, I guess, of what Huarere, Weatherai, Weatherea is about. And then I've got my own project that I did for it. So my project is called Tu Hononga, Cluster and Connection, and it was a two-part series that I did. So part one started as a part of a hikoi that I did with Te Rōpū Paimanu, which are a collective of Ngai Tahu contemporary artists that whakapapa to the South Island in some way. And we were invited to this hikoi from the mouth of the Waitaki River all the way up to Aoraki. And through this journey, they wanted to kind of stimulate a whakawhanaungatanga between us artists and also just kind of understand what it is to be Ngai Tahu. So we had quite a few, I guess, experts, kaumātua, and also well-established Ngai Tahu artists that joined us and took us through sites of significance down there, as well as having a look at the Ana Whakaero and the caves that are down in the South Island as well. And so part of my work when I went on this hikoi was to kind of track this observational journey of the environment as we were kind of going on this journey up the river to Aoraki. And I wanted to create really intimate micro moments of our time there and kind of observe what the environment was doing as well as we were on this hikoi and kind of gathering all this knowledge. And from that, I was inspired to create a whakatauki, which is like a significant saying or a proverb. And the whakatauki that I created that kind of emulated my experience for that hikoi was Whiriwhiri ana I te whenua me ngā awa. Ana ki te pā noko noko. So the whiriwhiri is the different weeds that happen in our braided rivers in the South Island. So the braided rivers of the South Island are a huge significant identity to Ngai Tahu, but also to Te Waipounamu. And I felt like the way we were kind of journeying up or doing the hikoi up the river into the maunga was kind of like we were weaving just like the braided rivers. And the pa noko noko is the torrent fish that can be found within the river braids, and it has whakapapa to the river braids. But it's also endangered because the river braids down in the Waitaki River are also being impacted by the dams that have been created over time. So the Waitaki River once used to have braids right from the mouth all the way to the Maunga, but parts of the river now have turned into one body of water, and that's been stimulated from the dams and that colonial impact of the whenua. So I kind of wanted to nod to that fish of, well, our environment's being impacted by these climate problems and colonial impacts. So I kind of wanted to talk about how we as Māori have also been impacted too. There's this loss of identity. And so that was part one, and that was based on that hikoi. Part two moves to Te Pātaka o Rā Kaihautū, which is where I whakapapa to, and in particular Lake Wairoto, which is the lake that is near the whakapapa whenua that I come from. And that lake particularly has also had a lot of climate problems, and also with the deforestation of that area, the impact of the water quality has been significantly impacted as well. And so I wanted to create a visual motetia, but I wanted to create something that could talk about the struggles that whenua and that water body has been through, but also create something that could aid the healing of it as well. So for us Māori, motetia are not only Māori poetry or songs of significance, but the way and how we put intention into them, they can also act as verbal or oral healing tools as well. And so through talking with people who have done lots of restorational projects, talking with some Indigenous scientists that have done some amazing work to help try and restore Lake Ngāroto, our Lake Roto, I was able to kind of take some of that mātauranga, that knowledge, and inform the motetia that I created for that piece as well. So yeah, like what I do with both the projects is I try to infuse some of our Māori customary practices in with my contemporary moving image to try and tell the story of the whenua. When I work in the environment, I don't see the environment as my subject matter. They are just as much of a creative entity as I am. So we're both working harmoniously together. And then there's the information that supports that through wānanga and kōrero with mana whenua as well. Yeah. So Huarere, Whether Eye, Whether Ear, the screening program runs from the 8th of June through to the 5th of July. So perfectly timed for Matariki. And there's mine, and then there's Jahun Lee's, and then there's Ricky's. And we all have these different ways of capturing environmental impacts and changes in climate problems. So I just think if people can head out to Te Tuhi, if they want to physically see the mahi, then please go. Otherwise, we do have the mahi online too, so they can have a look at our mahi through the Te Tuhi website.
That was artist Tia Barrett speaking to Sophia about her work in Huarere, Whether Eye, Whether Ear at Te Tuhi. The screening program is on until the 5th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.